Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another bubbling half hour with our Salipatica Review. There has been so much talk about the brain trust lately that we've been investigating the college situation. Tonight, we'll take you for a short term to Bedlam University. I am the dean, and while I'm taking the class pins away from the co-eds who have no class, Ferdy Grofe will march us to the campus.
Thank you. And now, students, we come to the feast of our opening exercises. I present your new dean, Professor Fred Allen.
Thank you, boys. I'm certainly happy to get the chair here at Bedlam University.
You ought to get the chair at Sing Sing.
I heard that. There's a wise guy in every college, boys, but I'll stamp out heckling in this university if I have to borrow Gobbo's feet. Our students have made good. The leading man in our college play last spring is now the head usher at Radio City, where he sees all of the pictures for nothing. And graduates of our language courses are now walking the streets able to panhandle in several tongues. Keep your noses to the grindstone, students. You'll find one in every classroom. You may graduate with emery dust in your nostrils, but your noses will be so sore, you'll have to keep them out of other people's business. This, boys and girls, is the secret of success. I thank you.
Bedlam University. This is Professor Allen's office. Just a minute.
Hello. Yes? Yes, we're giving a course in street cleaning. Of course you get a degree. An A.B. Alley brusher. A course, $200 with brooms and the right-of-way complete. You've only got 100. No, I can't split a degree. Tell you what I'll do, though. I'll give you the A right now. As soon as you get the other 100, I'll put the B on you. Okay.
Business is certainly rotten.
Colleges are old-fashioned, that's the trouble. I'm adding some new courses that will make this brain founder the talk of the country.
What courses?
Things people are interested in. How to resist an insurance salesman. How to watch men at work in a sewer. How to help...
Excuse me, there's no gentleman to see you.
Well, don't let him age out there. Send him in.
Yes, sir.
Morning, Professor. I'm Professor Gobble.
Fine. And how are things in Oblivion, Professor?
They're pretty slow. I need a job.
I can use a good absent-minded, Professor.
Well, I'm absent-minded. I think I'm in the wrong place now.
I suspected that. But how absent-minded are you?
Well, someone stepped on my corn last Monday.
Really?
Yes, and I forgot to let out a yell till Friday night.
Well, that's not bad.
And this morning I put corn syrup all over my toupee and spent 2 hours trying to get my hat on over my waffle.
I guess you'll do all right.
Hey, you know, even now I've got my hand under your coat trying to scratch my back.
You have? Well, cut it out.
Well, do I get the job?
Yes, sir. You're so absent-minded, you forget who hired
you. That's right. Well, hello. I'm out this glass door.
Say, that's a window.
Bedlam University. Yes, Professor Allen is here.
Yes? Oh, hello, Mrs. Wilberforce. You want your son, Aubrey Reginald Fitzmaurice Wilberforce, to call you up immediately? Yes, ma'am. Miss Plum?
Yes, sir?
Tell Stinky Wilberforce to call his mother right away.
Yes, sir.
What's up, Professor Garson? Has your French class backfired?
No. Remember, sir, she's dumb and fussy. I quit.
What
do you
mean, Portland?
Little girl, I think.
Hello? Oh, hello, Portland. What's been going on here?
Nothing. They laughed when I answered the teacher in French.
But what are you doing in Professor Garçon's class?
Trying to learn French, that's all.
Are you going abroad?
No, but Mama said our cook might take French leave any day. And I want to say goodbye to her.
Well, I guess college won't help you a great deal.
I think going to college is like being elected vice president, don't you?
What do you mean?
Well, you just disappear for 4 years, and nobody but your family knows where you are.
Oh, it's a thrill to graduate, though. Money can't buy a diploma.
That's good as parchment diplomas.
What's wrong with parchment?
If they gave vaccine diplomas, the students should make taxes for their overcoats after graduation.
Say, raccoons do enough for students. How would professors like it if raccoons went around wearing college boy skins?
Gosh, I hate to be a mother raccoon.
What?
It must be terrible raising your boy to be an overcoat.
Did anyone in your family ever go to college?
I certainly did. Papa was at Harvard so long. Ivy was growing up his legs.
Hey, he must look dandy when his legs are in bloom.
Yes, he's sorry now he didn't go to Columbia.
Why?
Papa's always wanted to see it rain in California.
Say, was Papa a fat man?
No, he was fit as a rail in college.
What did he study?
He took a course in insects. He was crazy about butterflies.
How did they feel about him?
Well, right, I guess. They didn't turn on him like his bees did.
Say, bees are deceitful. They'll get you in the end every time.
I know. Papa caught a lot of butterflies last summer and put them away in a closet where they'd be safe.
And what happened?
When he opened the closet in the fall, his overcoat was gone.
The butterflies double-crossed him, hey?
Yes, they were moths of another color.
Did Papa get even?
I'll intimate he invented a seed lollipop to put in closets with men's suits.
A cloth lollipop? For what?
For the moth. If they have something to chew on, they'll stay out of your clothes.
Oh, I can't wait for Papa to get out the bowl of even.
Pardon me, Professor.
Yes, Miss Brown.
There's a boy outside. Says he graduated with the class of 1933. He wants to sell you a bond.
Tell him he'll have to get in line. The class of 32 is still ahead of him.
Yes, sir. Well, I'll have to go back to my history lesson.
You like history?
I have to laugh about the Boston Tea Party.
What makes you so historical?
It must have looked funny with all those little tea bags floating down the harbor.
And the Gulf Stream with the caddies coming in on the tide every night. Are you leaving?
Yes. Would you like to hear me say goodbye in French?
Hey, in any language.
Well, bye, Peter Burr.
Goodbye, Portland.
Professor Gulfstream is ready with the band in this one.
All right, tell him to stop.
Are you going to hear the band?
No, I'll just step into the closet here until he's through class.
Redmond University. Professor Allen, he's right here.
Hello. Yes, Mr. Prawn. Your son Rollo's been expelled. Yes, his arithmetic is hopeless. He's still counting on his fingers. Well, if a problem goes over 10, he has to take off his shoes and stockings in class. Listen, it's not only unsanitary, but he's apt to catch cold someday. All right.
There's a committee from Vassar alumni waiting to catch him.
Vassar alumni? What year?
Class of 1870.
Fine. Wheel them in.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, girl.
Good morning, Professor. We've heard about the work you've been doing here at Bedlam University.
Yes, it's so hard to keep anything a secret these days.
We'd like to look over your college. Will you show us through, Professor?
Of course. I'm proud of my students here. Just follow me.
Oh, don't walk too fast.
Right through this door. Watch your bus. I've added some new courses this year. Things that people want to know, you know, on the left.
Oh, yes, but I smell something burning. Really? Awful.
Yes, that's our cooking class.
Mm, it smells like a fireburn work to me.
Just one of the girls flunking in roast beef, I guess. Now in this room.
No, 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 no. Hey, hey.
Good Lord, are they studying baby songs?
No, that's a class in modern songwriting.
Do they make songs out of those words?
Haven't you heard of Kate Smith?
Yes, but that's history. She was mixed up with Pocahontas.
Oh, now, no scandal, please. On your right is a class in legal sprinting.
Oh, is this a law class?
Yes, ma'am. You look in.
Now, how's your code, boy? Are you ready to have that argument?
Okay.
Ready? One, two, three.
Lawyers, take nice accidents, sir.
Say, our law students are so fast they can spot an accident 10 minutes and beat the victim into the ambulance every time. Now in this room...
Yes, Mr. Brown. Yes, Mr. Schultz. Yes.
And are these four students?
Yes, ma'am.
What are they saying yes for?
They're studying to be vice president.
Oh.
Over here.
Now I'm going to borrow enough of my bond.
No.
Can I get the extension on my mortgage?
No.
And who are these? No, ma'am.
They're studying to be bankers.
Saying no.
Have you tried to borrow any money lately, madam?
They've been certainly up to date with Miss Laren.
Our graduates are ready for any business. Now, this is our radio department.
Oh, you speak radio, please.
Do we? We also have a course here for studio audiences. You know those people you hear laughing over your radio?
What are they always laughing at?
Nobody knows. But here's a class studying now. Comedians and audiences.
This is Ruben Austin is growling.
Tonight's program's going to be different, Graham.
What's your day off, Charlie?
I always thought the radio comedians laughed at themselves.
Well, they do help out sometimes, madam. Now, if you're just in, you're just in time for Glee Club rehearsal, lady. Professor Grope is just starting.
I'm very busy, boys. I...
More time for your story, Professor.
Yes, all the papers want.
Okay, boys, here it is. College stadiums are usually idle all winter.
Are you making yours into a beer garden?
No, we're using the gymnasium for beer. But I've put steam heat in the stadium, and we're giving public examinations. We've sold 50,000 tickets for the first exam today.
Boy, this is news.
I'm leaving for the bowl now. Come along and hear me broadcast the test. It's a history quiz.
Great, that first goes. Right.
Okay, Mr. Allen, here's your microphone. All ready.
Fine, let's go. Bedlam University is on the air. The voice of the sheepskin. Ladies and gentlemen, this afternoon, the voice of the sheepskin brings you a history examination. Professor Nicholas Harry Mutler versus sophomore Abner Crump, direct from the stadium at Bedlam University. It stands a pack with history lovers, folks, ready to cheer their heads off for Abner Crump, All-American Phi Lion Egger. The college band is playing, folks, and Crum and his history professor, Nicholas Harry Mutler, are parading around the field. It's a grand sight, folks. Look, the professor is running around in circles. The professor's running around in circles, trying to spell out C-R-U-M-B all by himself. He's just made the period, folks. And he's getting ready. Crum drops his blanket. Listen to those cheers. Yell, folks. And now for the battle of the century, the big history quiz. I'll move the mic up closer. You can hear sophomore Crum warming up.
Columbus discovered America in 1492, Declaration of Independence signed 1776, George Washington February 22nd, Abraham Lincoln February 12th.
Oh, he's in great shape, folks. Now here's the professor.
Who discovered Columbus? When? Why? How? Where? Who won the war? Who killed Cop Robin? Who's afraid of the big thing?
Ah, there goes the whistle, folks. They're shaking hands. The professor is squinting through his glasses into his book. Crum sitting on the edge of his chair, ready to be called on. Here they go.
Abner Crum, question number one. Who was Napoleon's wife?
Mrs. Napoleon.
Wow! He got it, folks. Came back like a flash. Crum's in great shape. Listen to those cheers. The crowd's going wild. Well, ready for the next question.
Mr. Crum, why did Washington cross the Delaware?
Why did Washington cross the Delaware?
The professor is leering. Crum is mulling over his answer, and what a muller. Got his head down, hands are over his eyes. The professor is waving at the crowd. Hi, prof.
Why did Washington cross the Delaware?
Precisely.
To get on the other side.
Oh, boy! Did you hear that, folks? What a battle, nip and tuck. Crowd throwing pillows in the air, folks. Professor Mutler is wiping his glasses. Crum is nonchalantly playing with his inkwell. There goes the whistle again. They're off.
Mr. Crum, where was the Battle of Waterloo fought?
Sir, you deferred to it.
The Battle of Waterloo.
Crum's weakening, folks. He's thinking hard. scratching his chin. Now he's scratching his neck. He's worried, all right. Tom is mumbling, folks. There's a dazed look in his eyes. The cheerleaders are swinging into action. Listen! I think he's falling. Professor Muttler is twiddling his thumbs, and how he's twiddling, folks.
Come.
Well, Crump, it looks as though you've met your...
Swallow! He got it, though! Crump wins! The crowd's running on the field. They're tearing up Professor Muttler's desk. They've got Crump on their shoulders. Hey, Crump! No, not you, officer. Here he is, folks. Say something, Ab.
It was a tough push, folks. I done my best. I'm glad I came through for old Bevan.
Hey! And here's the pessimist. Nicholas Harry Muttler, the loser, a game guy, folks. Say something, Professor.
I can take it, folks. Sorry I lost. I looked at Crumb, did well, and everything went black. I won't be home tonight, Mother.
Thank you, Professor. Ladies and gentlemen, next week at this stadium, we'll give you the Masked Professor versus Cecil Abercrombie Jr. in a rip-snorting algebra test. Real action, suspense, questions, and maybe answer. Who knows? This is the voice of the sheepskin signing off. And ladies and gentlemen, well, the question box is filled to the brim. This card on the top comes from Mr. Herbert Jennings of Detroit, Michigan. Mr. Jennings says, quote, I am a lover of bath salts, Mr. Allen, and the happiest Saturday nights of my life have been spent sitting back in the bathtub with a copy of Anthony Adverse, a package of bath salts, and a good song ringing clear. Oh, boy. Last week, while I was out of the tub on business, my family moved, and our new house has a shower. How can I use my bath salts in a shower? Unquote. I know just how you must feel, Mr. Jennings, trying to read Anthony Adverse in your shower. There is only one way I have found to use bath salts in a shower bath. Get an old seagull whose lighthouse broken, untie the package of salt open to one of the gull's legs. As you start your shower, release the gull, who will fly around, covering you and the bathroom with a fine layer of salt. When you tire of your weekly sprinkle, Mr. Jennings, turn off the shower, put the gull back in its cage, and then, how about a good burlesque show? Oh, Mr. Jennings, if you, too, have a problem